This poem, which is called Final Instructions, it is spoken in the person of an aged priest, the head of a pagan priest's college, who is sending out a young pupil to start his ministrations. This poem is about poetry, and particularly about the grace which the poet cannot expect and he can hardly deserve, he can only prepare himself for. For sacrifice, there are certain principles, few but essential. I do not mean your ritual, this you have learnt, the garland, the salt, a correct use of the knife, and what to do with the blood. Though it is worth reminding you that no two sacrifices ever turned out alike, not where this God is concerned. The celebrant's approach may be summed up in three words: patience, joy, disinterestedness. Remember, you do not sacrifice for your own glory or peace of mind. You are there to assist the clients and please the God. It goes without saying that only the best is good enough for the God, but the best, I must emphasize it, even your best, will by no means always be found acceptable. Do not be discouraged. Some lizard or passing cat may taste your sacrifice and bless the God. It will not be entirely wasted. But the crucial point is this. You are called only to make the sacrifice. Whether or no he enters into it is the God's affair. And whatever the handbooks say, you can neither command his presence nor explain it. All you can do is to make it possible. If the sacrifice catches fire of its own accord on the altar, well and good. But do not flatter yourself that discipline and devotion have wrought the miracle. They have only allowed it. So luck is all I can wish you or need wish you. And every time you prepare to lay yourself on the altar and offer again what you have to offer, remember, my son, those words, patience, joy, disinterestedness.